Missing Ruth, right? We're missing Ruth. Mr. Shalini will be there a couple of weeks later. Yeah. Ishmael. And nice to see you, bro.
Ah, thank you. You welcome our brother,
Rosario. Vijay Rosario, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sister Priscilla's brother.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Okay, please go. Please go.
This is very nice. Let me see something is up. Yeah, it's very nice.
When is Ruth coming? Yeah, you know.
When you don't understand.
End of this one?
We'll get to it. When you don't understand, there's something.
Yeah, that's what you say. It's a proper study.
Proper study. It's very nice. Yeah. Here, when the boat had come in 2004, 2003, one ship had come, but.
The Logos.
Logos.
Logos, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that time I worked with Karina and all. Karina, Lina.
I have gone on that ship.
Yeah, yeah. Karina, Lina, and we were there. That time I worked. It's very nice. Because a lot of things, what I don't understand, I just see there.
Let's. As we begin this first session in this new year, it's our 119th one, we thank the Lord for all His graces. And this is incidentally our sixth year into this Baptist session as well. So let's give God all the glory as we close our eyes, bow down our heads and worship Him. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Here we are in Your holy presence, Lord. Recollecting the time that we've started this Bible class, Lord. Reflections, Lord, 6 years ago. Thanking You for this 119th session, Lord, and the first one in this year, Lord. It's only You, my God, who has seen us through all these years. And we look in anticipation to You, Lord, to continue this work, Lord. Thank You for all the inspirations, the knowledge, the wisdom that You have given us, Lord, in these sessions.
Yes, Jesus.
Without it, we would not be able to proceed, Lord, to this extent. Thank You for every member of this Bible study group, Lord, who came for one session or many, Lord. The regulars, Lord, those who are on leave at the moment, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for every one of them, Lord, because each one of them has come to have contributed, Lord, to this, to the blessings of this group, Lord.
Jesus. Excuse me.
Lord Jesus, is always your blood that saves us. We have been experiencing the power of your blood in every session, Lord, because we have never began any session without sprinkling your blood, Lord. And there is tremendous power in this blood, Lord God. We take that blood and we never lose an opportunity, Lord God, of anointing our place with this blood of yours, Lord, as we sprinkle this precious blood upon this place, Lord. The four corners of this place, Lord, upon every pew here, Lord God, every chair here, Lord, every person who's gathered here, brother and sister, Lord. Upon all those people who could not make it, but we know, Lord, wherever they are, their hearts at this moment are here, Lord.
Yes.
They are in spirit, Lord.
Yes.
God. And we sprinkle your precious blood, Lord, so that anything that is not of thy kingdom will be moved out from this
yes,
place, Lord.
Lord.
And we will be able to enjoy this hour, Lord God, in bliss, oh God,
yes,
with you, my God.
Yes.
And come, Holy Spirit. My job is done, yours begins, Lord God. We are just hearers, Lord. We are just instruments of you. It's you who will touch our hearts. It is you who will give us the inspiration, the wisdom, and the knowledge of what is written in this book of yours, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You are the author, Lord. And only you can explain it to us, Lord God, that way that you have written it, the way that you want us to write it, Lord
yes.
God. You want us to understand it, Lord. Lord, we thank you for these four chapters that we have already begun. And Lord, as we continue, O Lord, let this journey be interesting. Let it be more vibrant. Let it be more exciting, Lord, as you prepare us for the end days, which are already here, Lord God. Lord, before we even finish this, Lord, we thank you in anticipation for the session that we are going to have now, Lord.
Yes.
Because it's going to be a definitely fruitful session because you are the author, Lord.
Amen.
You are the one who will take the session, Lord God.
Yes.
And Mama Mary, without you, nothing is possible. You are the center of our lives. You are the center
yes.
of the apostles. And Jesus listens to you.
Yes.
As we pray, Mother Mary, that you be with us, guide us, bless us, protect us, and keep us under your mantle, blue now and always. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters. For those of you who have not yet taken your tea, please we give you 1.5 minute to do so. We are still on the same book that we began last year, 2018, the book of Revelation. Don't raise your hands, but how many of you have actually gone into Revelation during this Christmas period? Don't raise your hands. It's just a point for reflection.
Only today.
Only today. at least one brother was sincere enough. The most difficult book of the Bible is the most interesting book of the Bible, right? As God teaches us, when we are now equipped. I should not be talking, I mean, you should be telling me that. We are now equipped for the last days, at least partly. No? Not the full armor, but we have got a little, at least the sword we have. Okay, and then God will show you how to use the armor, right? I always love these two little soldiers of ours who's always there, you know. Just imagine when they are a little bit, when they are of our, you know, youth age, what they will be. They already will be fighting the battles, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah, that is why they are anointed at this age.
Just
and praise and glory be to the mother who has taken that pains, you know, to get it. I remember the first day when she was training the children for the divine mercy, right? I was asking the Lord, is she doing the right thing, you know? And in my own self, you know, just to be to confess it. But after the session took place, I said, wow, you know, for a person to start at that age, you know, at this age, to train them up is something beautiful, very glorious. So hats off to you, sisters. You are blessed and your children are blessed and may they continue to grow to be blessed, yeah? All right. And I know that your husband is holding the fort outside, so let him be blessed as well. Okay?
Please sleep in the
sleepy, that's very
No, but we put something special in this tea, you know, that don't make you sleep. It's anointed.
St. Joseph always slept.
Thank God my wife is not here, otherwise I would be sleeping. Right, I believe you all have had a beautiful holiday, Christmas holiday,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and we are back into the new year. It's how many? 18 days, no? Today is 18?
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, 18 days into the new year. So it's no longer new. It's 18 days old. And we praise and thank God that this is our first session. So just for a recap, okay? Just for a recap, we are on chapter 4, okay? We began Revelation by the author. Who was the author? Peter.
John.
Sure? Why? See, look at that. Look at that. Yeah? So if they'll put us to shame now. Be careful. By the author John. He was where? In Patmos. Yeah? He was in Patmos. When he got his revelation. This chapter, this book of Revelation has got three parts. What John was shown was the first part in a vision. He saw in the vision. Then the letters took place. That was the present day. And from just chapter 4 onwards, we are in the future. Okay? The present, the past, the present, and the future. We have seen the letters to the churches, to the seven churches, right? How and what was the importance? We have seen the character of Jesus in those seven churches, right? Jesus is not the same Jesus we adore here. Here we adore a loving, living Jesus, the Jesus whom we can kiss and be and hug. But that Jesus is not that. When he comes on the judgment day, he's a judge. Okay? And he teaches us right now how stern he's going to be. He teaches us, he has taught us through those letters, what he is going to see in us, what he expects us to be, and what he anticipates us to be. Even there are churches where they have done everything well. Okay? But still he says, I have something against you. What was that? You have lost your first love. Right? You have lost your first love. And God says that, I want it back. Repent. We are so used to losing our first love, because you can ask your wives or your husbands about it, right? When you were first dating, when you were first married, you're all like, why are you laughing? You have not come to that stage yet. Or you may be doing it. Huh? We were all burning for our love. You know, why if our wives could say, darling, I want this thing, you get, why one, get 10? But today, when she asks the same question, we ignore 10 times. Till she has to, you know, literally tell her, are you getting it or not? I'm not cooking any food for you. So this is the way our love, not that we don't love, yeah, but it gets cold. It gets cold, it gets, this thing. That is why some of this theology, not this theology, but people, historians will say that, you know, always keep dating your wife on a regular basis, if you want the marriage to be alive. You know, the wrong people are shaking their heads.
We agree. Just agree.
Thank God the boys are not shaking their heads. They don't understand it yet.
Only they are not experienced. Rest are all firm.
I know. Don't worry, don't lose your hope. exciting. Wait for 2 years only. Then you'll find out.
Yeah, correct. The truth's out.
But, you know, it's a sacrament created by God. And so this is why I brought it up, because, you know, Jesus doesn't want, you know, leftovers. He wants that prime, this thing. Now, for us, we can understand, because we are human beings. You know, we have got our weaknesses, we have got our strengths. Sometimes the strengths, take the better of us. Sometimes the weaknesses take better of us. And then our moods change. But Jesus is one person, God, that, you know, his mood never changes. His faithfulness is always there. Sometimes we may not be assured of our spouse's faithfulness, right? Because that spouse also is a human being, right? He or she has got their own temperaments, their own moods, and are governed by their own circumstances. But Jesus, nothing happens to Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can trust on His faithfulness. Right, sister?
Yes.
Now I can ask you.
Yes.
We can trust on His faithfulness. Because this sister is the recent one who went through that, you know, the rigmarole of life. But God stood by her. Like everybody else. We all have our times when God has given us this thing. But we have, time and again, we have found out that He is faithful. And if He has been faithful in the past, you can rest assured that He will be faithful in the future as well. Okay? And that's what He did in those seven letters. He has seen your plus points. He knows your strengths. He knows what you have done. Even the minutest of things, good things, He'll commend you. And He knows what is the bad thing in you also. And He doesn't reprimand you. He brings to notice. But He says, one thing He says in all letters is repent. Repent. Eh? Repent is a beautiful word. Repent is not, don't cry and sit and wet your tears as our sister is doing here. Because she's not repenting, of course. She's got a cold. Yeah? But repent is saying, Lord, I know I've done wrong. But now I am going to improve. And I turn 180 degrees, right? 180 degrees to you. That is repentance. And it's a journey. It doesn't happen all of a sudden. It's a journey. Day by day, step by step, moment by moment, we have to go to take this walk with Jesus. And it's a beautiful walk, believe me. Believe it. And in that walk, you know, God gives you the strength. God gives you the power. So revelation is all that. It teaches you what the past was. He saw the vision of God. It teaches you what the church is now. That, and seven churches doesn't mean only those times. Seven is universal church and until the end of the days. So even our church now is included in those seven churches. The messages that He's given in the seven churches is very, very much relevant to us today. Right? It's not the old timers. And then now He's teaching us the future. Yeah, now chapter 4 begins with the future. Now tell me, read that from the beginning. We'll just hurriedly pass through.
Okay.
Yeah.
After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once, I was in the spirit. And there before me was a throne in heaven, with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had an appearance of jasper and carnelian, a rainbow resembling emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders.
We'll stop here for some time. My apologies, brother, for not introducing you and welcoming you, brother Rosario.
Rosario.
Yeah, and when things go to sick, I get crazy. So we welcome you, brother Rosario, and brother Rosario is Sister Priscilla's brother.
Yes.
Okay, and let's put a hand for him. So most welcome, dear brother. We meet most Fridays, 3:32. 4:30, 1 hour, and not on first Fridays because we have got the adoration. Okay, so you're most welcome, and we thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Right now, after this, it starts with after this. That means after the present church is finishing. Now the present is finished. Now after this is the future. Okay, and then John sees the throne. Yeah, the throne, and the throne is not empty. If the throne was empty, then we had problems. But the throne is seated. Is seated by. He doesn't say who is sitting on it, right? But he knows. What does he say? See,
someone sitting on it.
Someone sitting on it. And then?
And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian.
Yeah. How many of you have seen God in any form? What does the Bible say? If you see God, what happens?
You die.
You die, right? You cannot see God. Because we are mortals, right? We have got sin in us. But one day we will see God when we are in heaven. That's the time we can see God. Now, but till today, we cannot see God. Now, what is another proof that we cannot see God in the olden times? What did God do with Moses?
He made him hide.
Fire.
Yeah, that was the first thing, in the bush, right? He saw him in the bush, and then that was the first call. Remember, otherwise Moses would have gone somewhere else. He had just killed somebody. He might have gone to kill somebody else, you know, but he saw the fire, he saw the bush burning, And I said, wow.
But not consuming.
Not consuming. There's a fire, but not consumed. Like, you know, let's see what is that. And then the word of God, God's voice comes to him, no?
Yeah.
Like, you know, to remove your sandals, and this is holy ground, and all that stuff. But then, you know, Moses is taken to Mount Sinai.
Sinai, yeah.
Right? What did God do there? Because Moses was insistent that he wanted to see God, right? And God, like, you know, since he had a lot of big plans to do with him, God said, like, might as well do it something else. This guy will not, he'll go and, you know, will just walk back. So, but God, did God show himself to him?
Yeah. I mean, his back.
Yeah? He only could see the back of the thing. That is why God in his mercy sent Jesus down, right? So that we could see Jesus. Because he came as flesh and blood. Right, and then what did Jesus say about the Father?
If you see me,
you have seen the Father.
Father.
Right, and so we know the resemblance of Father. We know the resemblance of Jesus. Now, what is the resemblance of the Holy of the Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit?
Should be like the Father.
Why?
Because God.
You are right, but why?
What I think is that God said, let us see, let us make human,
man.
In our own
image.
So we see Jesus became a man. So when Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father,
I feel...
Yeah, good, very good. Have you seen a ghost any time?
No.
Suppose we say, no? Do you know that ghosts exist, first of all? Ghosts, no?
Yeah.
When people die, some people come back. Like, and we say, oh, the ghost of that person is there. How do you know it's the ghost of that person? Because it resembles. When the apostles were in the boat, right?
Yeah.
When the apostles in the boat, they saw Jesus there, and they thought it was a ghost of Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. So Holy Ghost is also resembles Jesus, because the ghost of Jesus is the Holy Ghost, right? So that's why that's the comparison we have between Father, because Jesus said, "You have seen me, you have seen the Father." So Father and Jesus are same. And another says that, like, you know, it is the ghost. And then Jesus calls us, like, you know, it is me. And then Peter jumps into the water, like, you know, and you know the story after that. So Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, they have got one resemblance. In fact, I forgot to get it. Recently I got a picture. I'll bring it next time. Of the same thing. Father, Son and Jesus looking alike. First time I saw that picture, and I asked him for a copy of it, and he gave it to me. It's a beautiful picture it is. And it's the same. I've never seen it before. I want to enlarge it if it's possible and keep it in my house. Right? So it's a nice picture. Same face, but you can make out.
Yeah.
Now in most of the calendars, etc., in the books, we see that God the Father, old man, you know, this thing. Is that true? I mean, I'm just asking you. General knowledge. Is that true? Will God the Father be like that?
We don't know. Like, you know, see, everybody in a good sense, they have pictured it. You know, we cannot see.
Yeah, yeah. We are not criticizing that. Huh? Yeah. But I'm just saying. Is that true? Like, you know, what do you think? What is the opinion on that?
No.
No.
Time cannot contain God.
That is the reason. Right? There's no time for God. He is the same. And now, I don't know how far this is true, but... Now, for example, I am this age, right? And if I die, will I look at this age or will I look 30, 35?
Maybe God gives you a choice.
Okay, my mother, now she was 81 when she died, right? 81, 82 somewhere. Now, what do I expect to my mother to be that?
Jesus said, no, that after marriage, there is no identity. Like, they are like angels.
No, there is no marriage. You will definitely...
Yeah, no. I know, but they are like angels. Angels have age. Do angels have age?
No, the angels do not die when they were old, no. The angels is a different entity altogether. This is a question none of us know, right? Unless we go and we find out, if you have any vastas, you can do so. And find out, you know?
Brother Dinakaran intent came, no?
Yeah,
he said we can ask him.
Yeah.
I think it is him or somebody.
I'm not too sure, yeah.
He was very serious and he came back. He says, I went to heaven and hell and I have seen and come back. Like it was like a second chance given by God to him.
There's a book on it, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah, even the video is there, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but does he talk about people there? Has he noticed people there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, in the angel, yes, in the
for the
shrine.
No, no, I'm not talking about that.
Vishnu stars. Going to the stars.
You know that there was another picture which Brother Ishmael was telling us about. And it was a true story. And it is in the picture. I forgot the name about it. Who was there? No, brother. And in that, there is a story of a boy who goes to heaven. He was dead and he came back. That's the story of that boy. And then, when he came
heaven
back...
Heaven is so real, no?
Huh?
Heaven is so real.
Heaven is so real, correct. So when he comes back, the father and mother, they don't believe. They don't believe what he's saying, okay? But then, he said that I saw my sister there. You know? I saw my sister there, he said. And then, now they were confused because they had aborted a child, right? And nobody knows about it except them. And so that was one clue that he was telling the truth. He said, I saw my sister there. Yeah, there. Then he goes to, I saw grandfather there also, grandfather. Then they showed the picture of grandfather. No, not him. Then he runs to the attic and then the grandfather's young photograph is there.
Wow, okay. Uh-huh.
And then he said, this is the grandfather. So that brought me a little bit hope. So we won't be baldies and all that stuff. We have some hair and all that stuff. Okay. So God the Father is seated on that throne, right? And you cannot see God the Father. There's no way you can see it. Even John could not see. There's no form. That's why he is shown as lights. You know.
Yeah. Someone. Yeah.
Like what?
Jasper.
Jasper and carnelian.
These are all precious stones. Yeah?
Precious stones, yeah.
And what else?
A rainbow.
Resembling emerald.
Yes. Okay. Now, see, jasper and carnelians are stones, precious stones. Now, jasper is like diamond. And when the light of diamond falls when the light of the sun falls on the diamond, you cannot see through it. And so is carnelian fully red. Yeah, it's fully red. That resembles the blood of Jesus. And this rainbow, which we see in the form of green color. Rainbows have got seven colors, right? And rainbow is like this.
Yeah.
Yeah? But this rainbow is moving like this with green. So that with that green light, you can see the other things going on. Otherwise, you could not see you would have to do that. John could see because of all these things going on. So God is seated on that throne. Right? Now, another thing we have discussed in the future, in the past, but just because in case we have forgotten things, like when this scenario, God is there on the throne, is it like, you know, does it have anything to do with us today? I mean, is it just a fact? It's a fact, sure. But for you and me, what is this? Is it a fact or it has something more than that for us today?
We are heirs to the kingdom of God. So.
Mm. Okay, anything else?
It's about judge, a king is that who will be judging. Promise,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. God is our creator, right? And he is still seated on that throne. From that throne, he governs everybody. Now, many a times, and even the Bible says, you know, that this world today is governed by the evil one. Which is true. Even Jesus knows it. But at the end of the day, God the Father has given him a certain leverage. He cannot be across those boundaries. He cannot cross those boundaries. That is the good part of it. Because we are still under God's guidance, supervision. Whatever it is, like, you know, God's throne, the throne of God. From his throne, he watches each one of us. And that is the hope. You know, that is the hope. Because when we say, Father, our Father, you are there with me. We believe in you. We trust in you. You know, you're breaking the stronghold of the evil one. Although he's got power, but when your communication with God the Father is so strong, he cannot touch you. He just cannot touch you, right? He may entice you, he may do something like that, but when you know, that is the way you should know your facts. God is still seated on that throne and he will be seated until the end of time. Okay, then what happens?
Our 24 thrones.
Very good. Then?
And seated on the thrones are 24 elders dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads.
Yes. Now, God is sitting in the center. Around the throne are 24
elders.
But before the elders, and this ray of light is passing by. Okay. Now, the 24 elders, there is no 100% surety, but in, as the theologians read and write, they believe, and we also believe the same thing, is that they depict what? 12 tribes. Old Testament,
yeah.
And 12 disciples of the New Testament. So that means the entire human race is covered up, and they are resembling. They are resembling us, like, you know, we know that we are a part of that crowd, right? Then what happens?
Coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumbling and peals of thunder, and in front of the throne burn 7 flaming torches, which are the 7 spirits of God, and in front of the throne there is something like a sea of glass like crystal.
Okay, right. The God the Father, 24 this thing, thrones, and the Spirit of God. Yeah, do we have 7 Holy Spirits? But why spirits? 7 spirits. Then? Lampstands. Yeah, yeah. But why 7? See. I told that before.
7 churches, what we spoke about.
Yeah.
So resembling each church, I think 7.
Yeah.
7 lamps.
It is 7. 7 manifestations, gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. The different gifts of the Holy Spirit. So for every church, He has got a gift. So there are not 7 Holy Spirits, but it is 7 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. You know, gift of love, joy, peace, everything. So those same 7 lampstands are here. Then what happens? And there is a sea. There is a sea. There is a like an ocean. It's not a sea, but it's like, it looks like a an ocean. Yeah.
Glass.
Right? It looks like an ocean. Same thing. God is covered by the whole universe, and you know, it's not easy to go to Him. He's something special. He's something special. He has got all these things covered. And I had also told you, like, in the past, every king had a thing like that, a portico like that, which looked like glass and which had green this thing. And I also said that when Queen Sheba came to visit Solomon, she literally lifted her dress up, thinking that she had to go through water. You know, so that is the resemblance of that. Then what happens?
Around the throne and on each side of the throne are 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature looked like lion. The second living creature like an ox. Third living creature like a face of a human face, and the fourth living creature like a flying eagle.
Right. So we have seen God the Father, we have seen the flashes of lightning around Him, we have seen the 24 thrones, right? We have seen the glass arena, and now we see something very, very, things that we cannot even imagine. Imagine now. Suddenly I have wings, okay? You're seeing me, suddenly I have wings. How many? 6 wings, right?
6.
6 wings, and on the wings there are eyes. I'd be looking so horrible, no? Yeah. On the wings there are eyes. And the 4 of them. They're looking, one is looking like a
lion.
One is looking like an
ox.
One is looking like a
human.
And one is looking like an
eagle
on a flight. Yeah? Flight on an eagle. Now in the same definition is there in
Gospel like Luke, Mark, Matthew.
Very good. Come here, Baba. Sit here. Come, Baba, sit. I'm ashamed to see you. how lovely it is. How lovely it is here to hear a good, like, you know, lovely voice, this thing coming from the children's mouth. I forgotten what I want to tell now. So in Ezekiel, I'm just trying to see whether the reference is. The similar things happened in Ezekiel. Okay. What is the reference? Clothing in white garments and golden crown from the head, not this one. on this one. In Ezekiel, we have in Ezekiel 1:18. Just check Ezekiel 1:18. What it says, or one. One 18 or 1:6? Try 1:6 first.
Each had four faces, and each of them had four wings.
Right.
Ezekiel chapter 1:6.
1:6, right?
Yeah. And 1:13 is, in the middle of the living creatures, there was something that looked like burning coals of fire.
No, no. No, 1:6. 1:6 is the correct one. Okay? Yeah. Now see, here, there are four living creatures with six wings, and with one face each, right? One ox, one lion, one man, one eagle on a flight. But in Ezekiel, one person had four faces. Each one had four faces. Same, what do they call, family. Okay, each one had four faces. Correct?
The legs were split and the soles of the feet were like the soles of carved wood.
No, I'm talking about the face.
Yes.
Yeah.
1:10.
Yeah.
1:10.
No. Has. 1:10 has. Each one. 1:10. Just check 1:10.
As for the appearance of the faces, the four had the face of human being, the face of the lion on the right side, and the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle.
I know. So suppose a character like this just walks in. What do you do? But you know who they are. What are they? They are the highest angels. They are called the cherubs, and the cherub is a singular. The plural is cherubim. Cherubim, just like seraph and seraphims. Okay, cherub is a singular form, and they are cherubims. Now, they can see God. No, they are closest to God. In many chapters, I'll show it to you. When the Ark of the Covenant was built, Solomon's Ark was built, they were the ones who were side on both sides. There were two cherubim, and they have six wings. You know, their wings were together like a canopy,
yeah,
covering the and God was actually seated there. In many other chapters, they tell you that God flies on their wings. You know, God actually flies on the cherubim wings. God doesn't need to fly, but fly. But they are God's bodyguards as such. Yeah. So there are a lot of references everywhere about this. How does this thing? Now, one is a lion, okay? One is a ox. One is man, and one is the eagle on flight. There are four categories of strong people, of strong, you know, group. Now, lion is the strongest among animals.
Animals, yeah.
Ox is the strongest among cattle. Yeah. Man is the strongest among creation. And eagle is the strongest among the birds. Yeah. So, there are four resemblance of these people. Lion, as a little boy there said,
lion mark.
Lion mark, okay. Then?
John, eagle.
Hmm.
And Matthew, human. And Luke is ox.
Now, what is Baba is saying is true, because they had different ways of this thing. Now, for example, and this Athanasius, one of the Athanasius said, Matthew the man, Mark the ox, Luke the lion, and John the eagle. It was his definition. And then there were people called Victorious. Yeah? Victorious. For them, the four Gospels, huh? Yeah, they are resembling this. Matthew the man, Mark the lion, Luke the ox, and John the eagle. And we believe, we go according to what Augustine said. You know, Augustine said, Matthew the lion. Because the lion of Judah is mentioned in Matthew. Mark the man, because Mark showed Jesus in the humanity, right? Mark the man. Luke the ox. Luke portrays Jesus as the sacrificial lamb. sacrifice, you know, an ox is butchered, right? And so he is the sacrificial lamb, and John the eagle, right? The eagle is always for John, and eagle is the, John always portrays the Jesus as the most powerful. Do you know something, that the eagle is the only one who can look into the sun straight in the eye, nothing can happen to him. Such powerful. So why is he is always, John is always shown Jesus as the eagle. Nothing misses him, right? Nothing misses him. Just going off the topic today. Gospel. What is it today?
First miracle of Jesus.
What was that?
Wedding feast of Cana.
Wedding feast of Cana. Yes, water into wine. Okay. Now, I was reflecting. Yes, Father was reading that, you know, this thing. There are two things. Marcus is not here today, no?
Because Sur.
Sur, okay. Okay. Now, first of all, the story. You know the story, no? That they were invited to the wedding feast. So suddenly the wine ran out. And the mother says, tells Jesus, they have run out of wine. And Jesus tells the woman, what do you expect me to do? My time has not yet come. And Mother Mary just tells the servants, listen to what he says.
Do what he says.
Yeah, listen to what he says. Now, I was smiling to myself when I was reflecting on that passage. So, Mother Mary, in her own way, must have said, like when Jesus said that, no, to that, you know, my time has not yet come. She must have thought in her mind, like, no, son, tomorrow will be God. Today you are my son. Now do what I tell you. Like, you know, you don't. You don't. Yeah, you don't think too smart of yourself right now. You know, that must be her thoughts. And poor Jesus listened to him. You know, and Father George gave a nice, beautiful sermon on that one. He said, so like, you know, in this passage, in this, what do you want to do? Like, you know, what you should do. Whenever you have weddings and all that stuff. Yeah. No. It was a story. He was telling the story for a class, small class. And one of the boys, like this little boy, when the teacher asked that boy, like the class, what do you want, what do you think about Jesus? In this parable, Jesus and Mary. And then the boy says, you know, invite them for their wedding.
Invite
them for your weddings, yeah, which is so true, right?
Yeah.
Invite them for your wedding. You'll never run out of this thing,
anything.
Right? So, okay. Anybody else more?
But in that, I regularly meditate on that. I always believe that word of Mother Mary, okay, listen to him.
Mm.
If we listen to the gospel and the word of God, we will have miracles in our life.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I believe the message Mother Mary gave was listen to him.
Yes, yes.
But unfortunately, yesterday itself while driving I was thinking, unfortunately God has given us so many things, but we do not listen to him.
Yeah.
If we start listening to what he's saying,
yes,
then we will find miracles.
Exactly. No, but that is true, very true. But I was just looking to that relationship, like, you know, Jesus said, my time will not come. Mother Mary said, like, you know, says, listen to them, what you say. She doesn't tell Jesus anything more, you know. That means, in other words, end of conversation, do what you want to do. You know, she was so sure. She was so sure that Jesus would not say no to her. Huh? That's why we always go to Mother Mary, right?
Yeah.
When things are very difficult, when you have no confidence in Jesus, go to Mother Mary, right? Recently, Father said about this, who is the cardinal? The very funny cardinal. Anybody rings a bell? Last week he said that sermon. He's a British, English player. English,
yeah.
Fulton, Fulton Join or something like that. Yeah. Fulton Sheen. He's bishop? Okay. Yeah, but he has to wear the blink one, that's why I was listening. So he writes in his biography. Right? About this story, when he got a vision. He got a vision and he was taken to heaven. Right? And in the at heaven, Peter is saying, what's your name? Fulton Sheen, Bishop Fulton Sheen. Saying, looking, name is not there. How can it be? I'm a bishop. I'm preaching the word of God. I'm doing all these things. And again, Peter is looking at, no, sorry, your name is not there. No, there has to be some mistake. Jesus comes. There was a confusion. Jesus is like, so here is one bishop. He's saying his name should be on this Fulton Sheen. So Jesus looks at him saying, what is your name is? Fulton Sheen. Okay. And he's saying, no, Jesus says, no, your name is not there. And he says, what is this now? What is wrong? Then again Jesus looks at him and says, no, your name is not there. Then he says, wait, what? Just a minute. Huh? Yesterday my mother was talking something about Fulton Sheen. You are the one. Then he said, yeah, I'm the one Fulton Sheen. He said, go inside. You know, that's the power. Yeah, that's the power of Mother Mary.
Yeah.
You know, you never underestimate her power. The other day I read the rosary, you know, which we have. When you say the rosary, always remember, one side of the rosary is in her hand there, and one is with you. And that's why you are always protected. You know, the reason why I was asking for Marcus, you know, was, you know, our brother who died, Sydney. Brother Sydney attended our thing for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And when the same topic came out about this Mother Mary's wine, you know, the wedding feast, Mother Mary tells Jesus that wine is over. Then he said, you know why Mother Mary told Jesus that the wine is over? Because Jesus knew where the wine shops are. I was not angry, nor was I, you know, I just listened. Marcus was very angry, but we didn't have any confrontation there. And then I gave my own views of it, he gave his own view. When I went back, you know, I said, I must think over it. I thought about it, a lot of that. And I came to know that he did not say anything wrong. See, during Jesus' time also, there will be wine shops, or how you can get wine. And now if you are moving in this area, you know where the wine shops are. In Oman, no, but in India, you know where the thing is. So, he said, he thought, like, no, chalo, let's tell Jesus, and Jesus will just go that side, or tell somebody to go and bring some wine. Okay? But only Mother Mary knew the power in him. Only Mother Mary
knew him.
Yeah. That he would create him, he would make a miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't expect him to go to a wine shop and buy the boat.
Mother Mary knew from
the
beginning.
From the beginning. Because you know what happened? Another thing also is that there is a gospel of Mother Mary moving around, which I've read it also. In that, a lot of things are there. You know, there are a lot of other gospels as well. In that, you know, when Mother Mary used to bathe Jesus when he was small, when your mother used to bathe Jesus, that water which used to go out of this thing, a lot of other people came and sat in that water and got healed. That water was healing. You know, there are so many miracles that come out of that.
Which is not mentioned. Yeah.
The Quran has one miracle of Jesus which is not in the Bible. What is that?
There's the bird, mud.
Clay bird. He makes a clay bird and it flies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not in the Bible, but it's in the Quran.
Quran.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Jesus, the miracles are all listed like that. There was also a miracle which, I don't know which book it is there, which book, that Jesus actually hit guy, one person, and he died. And then he made him resurrected after a young age. Which one?
The videos
there, no, for that? So you know, so lovely, interesting stories of this. And then after that, operator Sydney died. I don't know this thing, but that was the scenario which was real. It's always fresh in my mind. And
By the way, Jesus once said, John came baptizing, but nobody believed in him.
Yeah.
And the Son of Man came drinking and with. Mary.
Yeah.
They said
he's
a
glutton. Glutton, yeah.
So he himself says he came drinking.
Yeah. Marcus is asking me outside, no, why you allowed him to speak like that? Why you didn't say anything? I said, well, everybody has got choice. It's his opinion. It's his opinion. You cannot just say, oh, he should not say like that. Everybody had this thing. But you know,
no.
I went and reflected and I said, he's not wrong.
No.
He's not wrong at all. I mean,
that is what came to his mind.
Yes.
Yeah. It's okay.
No, and it can be true, no?
It can be true.
Isn't it wrong? Is it wrong?
No.
There are wine shops there. There were wine is booze. When something is less, what do you do? You run to the shop, not to buy. This time it was booze.
That's what came to his mind at that moment. It's okay.
Exactly. So, this is the humor of our life, you know? And so we come to this place where the four living creatures are there. Okay, one looks like this thing. And then they are actually protected. Now, why so many eyes? Why so many eyes on this? Yeah, because it resembles that God can see anything anytime. Yeah, He can see anything anytime, and that's why these are the things. So, try to now, from now onwards, try to imagine these people, because you're going to meet them there. Okay, so don't be afraid when you go there. You know, they look horrible, but doesn't matter. You know, you got to make use your lecture. There's no picture at all I've not seen of these cherubims and seraphim. But I'm going to make a study of that myself, because there are a lot of classification of angels. You know, and cherubs are the highest. I think they're followed by seraphs. No, but what about Michael Angel? He's the archangel. He's the fighter. He's the warrior. Okay.
Seven angels actually.
Yeah. So there are seven. This thing I want to make a study on that one. Yeah, and so.
Suddenly when Lena prays, no, and then she, I mean, I am not much this thing.
Yeah.
Prays all some
angels.
Some limbs.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know what you, some cherubim, what you say.
Yeah.
This one, that one.
So before you heard only names, now you see the look at the name. What, you know? Just imagine a human being with a face like an ox, like an ox, and then wings, and all eyes. No, you won't eat for some days.
Actually, as far as what I believe, we all are children of God. Now, when we see some other religion where God Himself said, okay, you should not praise me or pray to me in any form, don't make any form of me. Now, if you see the Hindus, these all four categories are gods for them. If you see in Egyptian culture also, you see eagles. Okay?
Mm.
So, we can say that they might have encountered cherubs.
And
they might have thought that they are God.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
Like maybe bull, maybe cow.
Yes. Like there's a Modi was encountered.
Also, does it reflect from the Old Testament where they used to make idols and worship?
Yeah, correct.
Is there a similar type of
the cow?
Yes, exactly.
They made a calf, a gold calf, and then.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So there are a lot of deep meaning in this all this thing, and we have to listen. But now we'll see what. Finish no time. We'll see what the Lord wants to tell us about these cherubs and things like that. Okay, so go back home, try to reflect on the cherubs, seraphims, get used to the faces with lots of eyes and all that, because they're God's creation. See, we don't know. We have only seen what God. Now in America they believe the UFOs. You know, unidentified foreign objects, right? And they have literally seen. Now we don't know what is right. God has created galaxies and galaxies. One galaxy was so small, and He has created galaxies. So you think He's going to keep that empty? But He doesn't want to to let us know. That's His way. No, because if He lets us know about things, we may not even we don't know. We'll not be able to handle it. You know, that is the thing. So we can expect great things from the Lord. Yeah, and that is why we have to live with God in anticipation with great joy. You know, because God is a wonder-working God. Yeah. Like, you know, this sister, she was going, class, you know, this thing. And then suddenly, it's one of the miracles talked about at this moment, because the latest one. Okay, right or wrong, one day you give a testimony. I'm not going to elaborate on it, and you already given that day. Yeah, but that is the way. That's the way God works. And everybody says no, God says yes. And nobody can challenge us. Right? So that should give us hope. Great, great hope. Never say die. As we bow our heads low, Lord, we thank You for this session, my God. Teaching us, Lord, how great Thou art and how little we are, Lord. We cannot understand You, Lord, and we will never be able to understand You, Lord, because You are so great and so high. That's why, Lord, when we don't understand You, our worship becomes more meaningful, because we know that You are a God of all possibilities, Lord. Your thoughts are never our thoughts, and our thoughts are never Your thoughts, Lord. Your ways are never our ways, and our ways are never Your ways, Lord. They are much, much, much higher, Lord, than what we can imagine, Lord. Lord, teach us to rely on You. Teach us, Lord God, to rely on You blindly, knowing, Lord God, that You are seated on that throne, Lord. And when You are seated on that throne, no evil, however great he may be, can succeed, Lord God. Because ultimately, the thread of our life belongs into your hands, Lord. And Lord, that's where we want to come. Forgive us for the times when we have not listened to you, when we have underestimated you, when we have thought that you don't exist, Lord. And we pray for mercy upon those atheists, Lord, who claim that there is no God, Lord. But Lord, one day, Lord, they will understand who you are, Lord. For every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, every, that you, Jesus, are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for whatever you have taught us today, Lord. And when we go home, help us to meditate on your word, Lord, so that this word will become alive in our lives, Lord. With the word being alive, Lord, miracles take place, Lord God. Lord, and hence help us to understand this. Help us to put our efforts into listening to your word, Lord God. And Lord, as we now go to the hospital, Lord God, we know and we believe, O Lord God, that great miracles are happening, Lord, whenever we go. Whether there are patients or not, we do not know whom we affect, Lord God. Our presence, Lord God, affects the nurses, the doctors, and even the Omanis around us, Lord God. But Lord, we go in faith, Lord God, knowing that our trips to the hospital never go in waste, Lord God. And that something wonderful happens, Lord, whether we can see it or not, Lord God. And Lord, once again, we pray for your armor to shield us as we move to the hospitals, Lord, to bless our hands, our words, our mouth, Lord God, as we speak life into the patients, Lord God, especially those in the ICU, Lord God. And Mother Mary, once again, Mama, like Fulton Sheen, Mama, we really speak to you so that even when Peter closes the gates, you'll open the windows for us to enter in heaven, Mama. That's the confidence that we have in you, Mama. And thank you for you being with us, praying for us and always interceding for us, Mama, because we know that your intercessions are powerful. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Jesus is Lord.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Jesus is Lord.
The eagle who moves right on high, the eagle who watches the whole world with your eyes. We are the believers of you, Lord Jesus, who is the eagle of this world, Lord, as we, children of God, agree and say.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise Jesus. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters. We meet next Friday, same time, same place. And the cherubim. Yeah. And the seraphim. Although that is, confirmation day. So those who are not having any parties at this time, please come. Okay, then you can go.
You can confirmation party over
in
here.
The morning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we
yeah.
can come. Okay. Then.
You can give party over here also.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
My confirmation is in the morning. So
I don't mind. You. Yeah. Hey, hey.
You'll have tea. This is.
No, give me my cup.
Yeah, I'll give it.
Please consume that flask. Hello, how are you? Yeah, yeah. Hi, bro, how are you? Nice. No. Thank you. Just have some more tea and then you take care. No, next week, Ruth will be here? Possible? No, not yet.
Because only three of us.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you, would you like to do...